A. Onboard fire prevention and extinction.
Fire occurs whenever the following four elements are present at the same time: high temperature, fuel, oxygen, and chain reaction. Whenever one of these components is missing, fire is no longer possible. Since oxygen is always present in the atmosphere and plenty of potential fuel is available in an aircraft, high temperature must always be avoided. For this reason, smoking, the most common possible cause of high temperature in an airplane cabin, is prohibited on all flights. Despite this, some irresponsible passengers still try to smoke in the toilets. Fire extinguishers. On modern airplanes, there are just portable BCF extinguishers along the airplane. They can be used on all types of fire, are small and light, and have a very high efficiency. Several fire extinguishers are stored in strategic areas of the cabin, depending on the size of the cabin and the number of seats. There are also fixed fire extinguishers in the wastebaskets of the toilets. Smoke hood. It is very important that the cabin attendant who fights the fire is protected against heat and smoke. A smoke hood is a special mask designed to protect the user's eyes and breathing system from smoke. It is composed of a protective structure built in material with a reduced heat transmission capacity and a special self-contained oxygen bottle. There are at least four different kinds of smoke hoods. Air Liquid Orange Box, Scott Green Box, Puritan White Box, Dragger Gray Box. Procedure. As soon as a fire is noticed, the first thing to do is find where it comes from. Once the fire is detected, it must be attacked as soon as possible, using all the available devices. The first flight attendant that detects a fire is responsible for fighting it. If there are available seats far from the area of the fire, passengers near to it should be removed. The minimum equipment necessary to fight a fire is a fire extinguisher and a smoke hood. Heat protecting gloves are also used. After extinguishing the fire, flight attendants should water the place and mix the ashes with the aircraft axe in order to ensure that the fire won't restart. Circuit breakers should be pulled out when the fire is in the galley inside the ovens. Besides firefighting, it is also very important to communicate the presence of the fire and its position to the chief purser and to the captain, so corrective actions can be planned and precaution can be taken to avoid further danger. Another flight attendant will help the first one who is fighting the fire by providing more fire extinguishers and warning the other crew members.